Does having a PMP certification actually make you a bad project manager? Or is it the way you apply it that defines your success? Ooh, I got a good one for you today, family. In today's episode, let's uncover the truth about this controversial topic. Do I really need to get a PMP? Is that going to make me a better project manager, or does it make me an actual bad project manager? Point number one, bad project managers result from a lack of adaptability, not a doggone certification. Again, bad project managers result from a lack of adaptability, not a certification. Listen, family, project manager success is determined by their ability to adapt to changing circumstances, project complexities, as well as the team dynamics. Now, the PMP does provide you the foundational knowledge, the tools, but it does not guarantee you adaptability. Poor project outcomes often stem from that rigid mindset and the inability to pivot in faces of challenges, and it has nothing to do with holding a certification. Here's my two actionable tips. Stay proactive by monitoring project risk and maintaining contingency plans to adjust strategies quickly when needed. Cultivate adaptability by practicing scenario-based exercises where you respond to sudden project changes. Point number two, the certification ensures project managers have both theory knowledge as well as real-world experience. Again, the certification ensures project managers have both theory knowledge as well as real-world experience. In order to earn your PMP, family, candidates must meet a strict experience requirements, such as, 3 years, X amount of time frame. But let's not even go into all that. We must ensure that they've applied project management principles in the real-world setting. This is why PMI requires a certain amount of time before you can actually sit and pass your PMP exam, because they want you to have that real-world project management experience compared to the CAPM, where you won't need to have that real-world experience. See, the PMP certification, this is a combination of theory and practice in which enables certified professionals to handle challenges confidently and deliver results effectively. Now, let me park in parenthetically, because I already know I'm only on point number two, and I got people probably scratching their head and they're saying, I took the PMP and I feel like I didn't become a better project manager. How do you know that? See, a lot of times what happens is, family, we get so caught on the destination. The destination in this particular scenario is the PMP. Oh, I got my PMP. But you didn't understand this is getting good. I'm going to unpack this for you, family. The requirements in order to get there. What were the requirements? The sacrifices you had to make. You had to sit there and study the material because of the fact that, yes, the PMP certification covers the whole PMBOK. A lot of those things in the PMBOK you don't even use in your real-world project management scenarios. So you have to go back and revisit some of those things you haven't used in a while, or some of the things you never used as a project manager. So it requires something where you go into a learning type aspect where you're having to learn a lot of the material. And plus, the PMP is not a walk in the park, as they'll say. It requires sacrifice. It requires dedication, determination. If you fail the PMP, anybody that has failed the PMP and they heard someone say, people who have PMP are bad project managers, we know that is further from the truth, because anybody that will sit up there and take a test, a 4-hour long test, I think that they're willing to work to become better. And maybe it may just be that they're getting a certification. But that's why it's important, family, that you take the real-world experiences that you've used and leverage the PMP information. Here's my actionable tip. Leverage real-world experience by documenting key lessons learned from previous projects and aligning them with the PMBOK best practices. We know the PMBOK acronym is Project Management Body of Knowledge. All right, let's move on to point number three. PMP embraces continuous learning. In order to sustain, in order to maintain your PMP, you have to have 60 PDUs. What are PDUs? Professional Development Units. This whole point is to encourage continuous growth. Here's my actionable tip. Attend workshops, webinars, conferences, so you can stay up to date on industry trends. This is another reason why the PMP is important. This is why I believe it's valid, because of the fact of you have to have these 60 PDUs. This forces you to go take training or look at different industry trends, because it's required for you to have these PDUs. Let's move on to point number four. The PMP validates commitment to the profession. I always have this where I may be mentoring or coaching or someone, and they'll ask me, hey, thinking about going after my PMP, do you think I should do it? And it's hard because I don't want to push somebody into a journey that they don't want to go on, but I got to get them there. And one of the things that I would, if I was hiring for a project manager and we're looking at a like for meaning, experience, education, everything is like for, but this one has a PMP and this one does not. My question to the one that does not, I will have that interview and say, why haven't you went after your PMP? I see the education. I see the decade plus long of experience. And if I get a response of, I just didn't think it was important, then that right there tells me more about really that they're not really invested in the profession. They may be an exceptional project manager. They may be able to run circles around the person with the PMP. But again, if it's that easy, if it's that easy for you to have success in the, as I say, the real world as a project manager, why not just go get your PMP? You should be able to just walk in there, sit for the test and pass it, since it doesn't seem like it's valuable. See, this is the point. These are the type of arguments, or I should say debates, that I'll have with people, because I believe if you're in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, why wouldn't you go get a certification to show your commitment and not your interest to the career? Now, if this is just a job for you, yeah, don't get it. Just bypass it. Spend 30 years in that profession and don't get the certification. But why wouldn't you want to get the certification? Because getting the certification allows you to get around other like-minded individuals. This can open up networking opportunities. We don't think about this. I've met my mentor through project manager, one of my good friends through getting a PMP. So I've met a lot of amazing people through going after the certification. So some people just get caught up in the certification aspect, but they miss the experience. See, I'm on a rant, so it's too late now. So you clicked off, I understand, but for those that stay, I promise you, it's going to be worth every penny of your time. You also think about it. Why do we go out to eat? Why do you go out to eat? And let's make it easy. Let's say you go out to eat somewhere that you can make the meal that you're going to the restaurant. Let's keep it simple. Let's say if it was pasta and you can make pasta. You know why you go to that particular restaurant that you like with the pasta? Yes, the food may be exceptional. It may be great. But it's the customer service, it's the environment. So this is why I get sometimes, I'll debate anybody about the PMP, any certification. My frustration is when people get these certifications and they don't do anything with them. Now I'm with the people that say, hey, the PMP is not worth it. It does make a bad project manager, because they do have a point there, because sometimes what ends up happening is people get certified, they'll get their CAPM, they'll get their PMP, their ACP, and then that's it. They don't get back to the community. They don't try to learn how they can leverage some of the things they've learned along the way. They just go back to what they were doing regularly instead of trying to implement and test out and experiment with different project management frameworks, or I should say different templates or different ways of approaching a project. Okay, I'm off my rant. Here's my actionable tip. Showcase your dedication by using your PMP to network with peers and demonstrate your knowledge in a practical setting. Point number five, a PMP certification builds credibility. Listen, family, the PMP certification is recognized worldwide. I don't know that many certifications that are recognized worldwide. I can go to Indonesia right now. I can go to India. I could go to Australia. I could go to where my people at in Argentina. Shout out to you. I can go anywhere in the world and PMP is recognized. They know what this is, this certification that I have. And so that's important, because now it enhances your project manager's credibility with stakeholders, team members, and clients. And before you guys leave a comment, I want to say this. Just because I have this certification, that doesn't mean I'm better than this other project manager. What it does mean is that I am committed to the craft, so I have a better chance of honing my skill set. I have a better chance because if I'm really committed to this thing called project management, I'm willing to continue to invest in myself to grow as a project manager. That's why I have a mentor. I always talk to you guys about This is why I attend a leadership training every Saturday. So I do this to invest in myself so I can become a better project manager. It just doesn't mean once I get the PMP or the CAPM or any other certification out there that I stop. No, I continue to grow and build. Here's my actionable tip. Use the credibility from your certification to gain stakeholders' trust and facilitate a smoother project execution. And I will say this, family, even though you have that certification and you gain that stakeholder trust, the only way to maintain and sustain and keep that trust is to continue to deliver it, continue to be transparent. If you don't know something, don't try to make it up on the fly. You don't have to, because if you have to, then you're not operating in a good team dynamics. And if that's the case, then I already have an episode on team environment and things of that nature. So let's move on to point number six. The PMP certification creates career opportunities. This can't be further than the truth. I just gave you an example. If I had two project managers, same experience, a decade of experience, same educational background, bachelor's degree, work multi-million dollar projects, but one has a PMP and the other one don't. My question is always going to be, I want to know why they didn't go get their PMP. They have the experience. They have the knowledge, the real world knowledge, because I'm asking real world knowledge type questions. But when I get into the theory aspect, just to see what they know, because see, the PMBOK family is a standard guide. And when it's, even though it's a standard guide, that doesn't mean you have to use everything and anything in there. There are certain pieces that you need to leverage. So anyway, employers seek PMP certified project managers as a certification is a benchmark for excellence. Actionable tip, leverage your certification by updating your resume, your LinkedIn profile, and actively applying for roles where the PMP is valued. Point number seven. PMP drives consistency in project management. PMP training standardizes project management practices, ensuring consistency across projects. See, this is one of the things we really don't talk about. A lot of these templates that we've gotten, that we got, has been because of the PMBOK. Yes, we've created, like the RAID queue log. I've never seen that in a PMBOK. Maybe in there, I've never seen it. But I use some of the frameworks of creating a risk register, some of the frameworks of creating an issue law. And so all of this is really, I changed. It's not me that created the RAID queue log, but I learned the aspects of the foundational principles through having to create a risk register or issue law or creating a project schedule or creating a decision matrix or having to make a decision. How are we going to align that by using mind mapping? And so I'm saying all this to say that these being able to create templates and checklists based on the PMBOK guidelines is a repeatable success. Point number eight, the PMP prepares you for diverse projects. See, we don't talk about this. See, for me, I bounced from various industries. I've worked in finance. I've worked in a peer, I think it was like almost an IT shop. I've worked in, let me see where else I'm trying to think. See, IT, finance. Where's another? Healthcare. So I've been able to go into different industries I've been impacted by working on projects for different industries. How about that? And each industry is different, but there's still a foundational principle. There's still a foundation that I know I can walk into any project. And if they follow the standard guide, I should be able to get an understanding about this project. I should be able to work with someone to build a project charter, which should be able to give me the foundation of what are we looking to go at? What are we looking to build in this project? What is this project is about at a high level? Okay. Here's my actionable tip. Explore opportunities in different industries to expand your experience and versatility as a project manager. Here's my three transformational remarks, and I'll let you be on your way. Point number one, PMP drives consistency in project management. Like I said, creating templates and checklists based on PMBOK guidelines for repeatable success. Number two, PMP validates commitment to the profession. I gave you the example, showcasing your dedication on your PMP to your network with peers and demonstrate your knowledge in a practical setting. And the last and final one, bad project managers result from a lack of adaptability. It has nothing to do with a lack of us, and it's not the certification. So cultivating an adaptability mindset by practicing scenario-based exercises where you will be able to respond to sudden project changes. So I'm going to add some more commentary, family. One thing you have to understand, even though you go after your certification and you obtain it, don't stop there. And when I mean don't stop there is because this is the reason some of that, the thinking is out there in the industry is because people are going after their PMP. Hey, I got my PMP in 1 week. I got my PMP in 3 days. And it's, wow, okay, how long have you been studying? Oh, I only spent 3 days studying. I took it that day. And this is why, this is how the PMP starts losing, as they'll say, some of his mojo, because people are not, they're just looking at it. Oh, I just need to get this certification because my job is required. And they're not looking at the long-term approach. The PMP for me, just not on just the job situation, it has really allowed me to connect with different people. It's allowed me to do what I'm doing here now. If it wasn't because of the PMP or the CAPM, I wouldn't be out here making these episodes for everyone, because I'm so passionate about my field, as which is project management. And I would have connected with my mentors like Phil and Byron, and some of my friends have become like best friends, Daryl. So it's things like this that the reason why that PMP is so important is because don't look at it from when am I getting out of it, but also look, besides looking at what I'm getting out, look out what you're going to be able to give to other people that are thinking about getting their PMP. Look at it, what you're able to help lead projects better. Know the PMP is not going to be able to make you the most exceptional project manager, but it's going to give you the tool set. Oh, I like this. The tool set to be able to become an exceptional project manager. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope I made it a little bit edgy for you. Again, there is no such thing of getting your certification and you being a bad project manager. You may have been that already. The PMP just really highlighted what you really didn't know. But I digress. Until next time, I go by the name of E.D. Floyd. You smart and intelligent folks out there, listen. That just simply means Ed. And I will say this, I'm proud and I'm glad to be a PMP owner. I hope all the rest of my PMP owners, CAPM owners, ACP, et cetera, be proud of your certification. You put in the necessary hard work, dedication, and requirements that was required in order to obtain this. Don't look down on it. Continue to lift it up, but also don't get comfortable. Continue to do the work to be exceptional so people can look at you in that manner. Until next time.